So we saw from the Gemara in Yevamos. That there is a concept that over there the story was that a person had the opportunity to do Yibun or Chalitza. The woman didn't want him to do Yibun because it wasn't a very nice person to live with. So the father-in-law said and enticed the man to do Chalitza, and he said, you know, if you do Chalitza you'll get paid an exorbitant amount of money. So he did Chalitza, and afterwards he came for his money, and they turned around and said, you know, I was only joking, I wasn't really serious in giving you this money. And it was accepted as a pesach in the halacha by Rav Papa that you can say such a type.
Why don't we say Dvarim Shebelevin and Dvarim Shebelevin?
Because, now, what's the reason, and that would answer the question straight away, that we said two explanations, la halacha, why that's true. One was the explanation is that because it was a situation where I was under duress, and under duress I agreed to pay a figure which is not the rate for such a service, and therefore whenever I agree to pay for a service more than the rate under duress, therefore I can always turn around afterwards and say that I wasn't serious, and it's not Dvar Shebelev because it's clear from the situation that the agreement was only done because of duress.
That's not duress.
And showing them to say, why is it duress? Because there's a mitzvah to do Chalitza rather than Yibun in such a case, because the person was Eino Hogan. And I was stuck. I have to do Yibun or Chalitza. I can't get married to anybody else. There's an actual mitzvah to do Chalitza. So therefore, I was in a situation of duress, not like a gun to my head, but obviously that I'm agreeing to things because I just want to get this result. Similarly, somebody who's escaping from prison and he needs to get across the river, under duress, he agreed that to an exorbitant fee to get across the river, which was not the going rate. We said, again, that's clear that because of the situation that he agreed, and therefore he can always turn around and says, I wasn't serious in that agreement. That's some Rishonim expect. Other Rishonim, we saw at the end, the Rosh, understood like differently, which the Ramah brings down, that whenever you do something wrong to me, by asking an exorbitant fee, which is a problem of onar, an issa onar, of overpricing me, then I can turn around and tell you that I agree, and then afterwards say, oh, I didn't really agree, because you did something wrong to me, so I can also in turn say that I agree, and end of the day say that I was not really serious in that agreement. So what's called something wrong when the price of the market is a fixed fee and you overcharge for the service more than a sick, then you see that you're doing now an issa or not, I can say yes, I'm going to agree, and then afterwards say, wow, you did something wrong, and therefore I don't have to, I wasn't really serious in my agreement, and I'm tricking you, but you tricked me. You did something that was not permitted.
So the whole agreement or brings down the amount of the agreement, or depends on the situation.
It's like doing a service without a fee. Therefore, you have to go according to the going rate. Yes, I have to go the going rates of the market.
Yibum, there isn't. Is the going rate
zero
for Yibum or things like that?
No.
Or the going rate is zero?
Zero, yes. Maybe it's zero, maybe it was. But not definitely in the Zubum field. Okay. Now, let us take this concept and see a bit further. That's the summary of the last 2 weeks, in a nutshell, for everyone who wasn't there. Let's take a case like this. Case are based in like this. I'm looking to, I published a book, and now I want to make a tour of my book, going around speaking about my book and selling my book afterwards. A book tour. Somebody comes to me and says, look, I can find you who somebody who can arrange a book tour for you. Fine, very good. But I'm going to charge you a fee by putting you two together. I'm like an agent to find somebody who can arrange a book tour for you. What's your fee? My fee is 20% of all the profit you make from the book tour. Okay? I agree. Book tour is very successful. Very interesting. Book, very interesting topic, and it sells well, and a lot of profit is made. He now looks at the 20% profit and says, wow, there's a lot of money which I'm just giving to somebody who just arranged me to get somebody who could arrange the tour. All he is an agent to put me to somebody who could arrange the tour. The person who actually arranged the tour didn't charge anything. He put me together. He's charging me 20% of all my profits. So now he has karota, second thoughts, and paying him. He now turns around and says, you know what? 20% is an exorbitant fee. I'm not serious. I'm not really serious in giving you that money now. Yeah.
20%.
Yeah, 20%.
I'm saying a percentage would be different than a regular flat fee.
Okay,
flat fee. And he afterwards. And originally, he really meant it.
If it was $50, you know what I'm saying? He would have said, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So he comes to Basin. Of course, he doesn't want to pay. He says, no. And he, of course, wants to pay. So Basin asks him the first question is, when you made that agreement, were you very serious in fulfilling that agreement? And he said, yes. But I became less serious when the money came in my pocket afterwards, when I was successful.
Okay. No deal.
So that is a fact which was revealed at an actual business. Now the question now we have to ask is that, okay, is there a concept over here that he can say, let's say he was without this second part. Let's say he was always not serious in giving the 20% from the beginning. Yeah, he says this is too much for such a service. Yeah, can he turn around after he's now done the service and say, look, I'm not serious? Just like we see with the case of a chalitza, that you can turn around afterwards, what you've done with chalitza, and say, I wasn't serious.
He's not under the rest.
Or in the case of running from the prison. Yeah. Now, if the reason is cause of duress, there's no duress in it. But if the reason is, oh no, you overcharged me for the
no
service.
No.
Is that oh no or not oh
no? No fixed rate.
No.
Okay. So in theory, according to the klalim which we've learnt, there's no way that you can turn around and say, you know what, I wasn't serious in my commitment to you of 20%.
What about
doesn't fit with anything we've learnt up to now.
What about Mephitos?
Mephitos?
He never thought the book was valuable enough to sell the $1 million that it sold for. Had he known that the product was really worth that much,
he got the product he paid for. That's not Mephitos. The product he got was better.
I didn't get what I wanted.
The guy's selfish, that's all it is.
Now,
he'd give 20% of less. He just wouldn't give 20% of more. He's got that much more money.
Let us see a Shulchan Aruch and tell me whether you understand this Shulchan Aruch. Number one. Simon Kuf Chavtes, it says like this. Mi shenoda schala chaveva. She yarev chaveva. Somebody says, you know, I'm going to pay you to be my guarantor on the loan. I need a guarantor for my loan. No one's going to lend me money unless I get a guarantor. You be my guarantor and I'll pay you to be my guarantor. Right?
Made of leather?
Well, it makes it, look, be a guarantor and I'll pay you through the service of being a guarantor. Yeah? You're doing me a service. In kibble kinyan, little sir. If he actually made a kinyan, a transaction, right, wrote a contract, then chayv fi mashu koksov, he has to pay him for being a guarantor. Vin lo kibul kinyan, but if he never wrote a contract, ein sof litan schar, he doesn't have to pay him at all, even though he did what he asked, because it's but amira ba'alma, because all it is speech.
Neder is amira ba'alma.
It's only a mere ba'amah. Neder, it's not a neder like we know in halakhically, I'm making this also. Neder means a promise. I'm promising you. I said the words, I'm promising you. You be my guarantor for that service. In exchange for that, I'll pay you.
So we're saying give me a
and
chakra?
It says, the Shulchan Aruch, which is Rosh, basically, that says over there, well, only if you make a contract do you get that some money, even though he performed the service. If you don't make the contract, even though he performed the service, well, you don't get paid. Now, was he under duress over here? No duress over here.
Well, maybe he needed the money.
Duress. Well, how do you understand duress? Duress means I needed you to do a service, and only you can do the service. There's another 5,000 people surrounding you who could have done the service. Yes, that's not called duress. That you had to do the service.
He was desperate for the money.
The chalitza, only one guy can do the chalitza. With a guy taking the person over the river because he's escaped from prison, he's the only boat guy around. Here, you've got Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, yes. Zohar. You choose Reuben, he's duress Reuben to do the job.
Anybody who can't take a loan on his own is not going to have an easy time finding somebody being hurry for it.
Fine, but it's not duress for me to do it. Try somebody else who is masculine even without money. Try. That's not duress. We saw that already last time. So duress is not. Is there over here a problem of Onar? Is there a problem of, well...
He's not saying you don't have to...
There's Onar over here, because you've done something wrong, because you've overcharged me. Is there any overcharging over here?
He's saying he doesn't have to pay him at all.
Doesn't have to pay him at all.
It has nothing to do with what our cases are. We're talking about fair price. This is no price.
Yes. So the question is, why doesn't he have to pay him? Here he says you have to pay him only if you have a contract. Normally if you hire a worker and he does work for you, even without the contract, you have to pay him because he does work for you, receive something, you have to pay for what you receive. Here you're saying he does a service and you don't have to pay him unless you wrote a contract. You have a contract, you don't have to pay him. Normally you can only break what you commit if you can turn around and say, I wasn't serious. Well, when can you do that? Only if you're under duress or he's doing an isa'unar to you, so you can say, I wasn't serious. Here, we don't have any of those reasons. You're not under duress from him, and he's not overcharging you. You came to him and he said, look, Reuven, come. I want you to be my guarantor. I'm going to give you money. Who's doing Onar here?
Is the mitzvah to be a guarantor?
Depends for who.
Why is this similar to the other cases? Okay, I wasn't even that case. Why is this similar to the other cases? It says that if there's a star, he has to pay.
But if there's no star,
but if there is a star,
if there's no star,
but if there is a star, he has to pay.
Why do you have to have a star? Every contract for service doesn't need a star. That's only a star which you need is for proof.
So by the commitment, you commit. So if there's a star, he's going to have to pay as well.
Maybe. There's a discussion about
that. Besides a written contract, and maybe even a handshake, what is a form of opinion that would make a contract that's not just a word? Meaning, if you give your word, why is that not happening? What do you have to do other than writing something down? Let's say you don't write it down. What else is an effective form of opinion?
Kenyan money transfer, or...
There's no money yet.
There's no money yet. Or the beginning of... For work, yeah? For work, you contract money, and sometimes picking up his cane. It's also
well, beginning the work, no?
Beginning the work as well.
So when he signs the arvos, he's beginning the work, no?
Yeah. So the shulchan aruch says, "Not enough to begin work. The only thing which works is a proper opinion, which is a contract in this."
So the what he's providing, he's not really providing him with something. It's just. He's aiding him to get the loan, so it's not being viewed as a service that
he's
providing.
Being a guarantor is not a service.
It's a risk.
Why is
that
true? Service?
It's a risk.
Yeah,
he's going. They're not arguing. Everyone agrees the story is true. So, the explanation is like this. If you look in the Rosh inside where it comes from, it explains it like this. It says, the same, you know why it's true? Because of the reason of Chalitza. It's the same reason why you don't have to pay for Chalitza, says the Rosh. Well, what do you mean? So it explains. And the way they explain this is like this. This is that, in the days of the Rosh, nowadays it's not true, but in the days of what Rosh, there was no such thing as paying to be a guarantor. No, there's no such thing in those days as paying to be a guarantor. Guarantor, you get your friends to be a guarantor, and he's a guarantor.
Today there is a concept of credit. That's
exactly what it is.
The letter of credit
is you pay the bank to guarantee your loan.
So therefore, the Rosh is telling you that since there was no such thing as paying for this service, so any money which you commit to it is already over and above the going rate. Because the going rate is zero. And therefore any money you commit is over and above the going rate. And that's chalitza. Chalitza was no such thing as to pay to do chalitza. And therefore any commitment to pay money to chalitza is over and above the going rate. And therefore you can just turn around and say, well, I'm not committed. I don't have to pay you now. Because I wasn't serious. Now over here, the Rosh is telling us a bit of this, that since there's no such thing as paying anything for this service, it's automatically understood that there's no commitment unless there is actual document signed. Because anyone who asks you for money, which no one asks for money, yeah, is obviously not serious unless he actually puts it in writing.
Well, why did he say the money? Why did he offer money if it wasn't normal to do that?
He needed a guarantee.
He needs a guarantee.
Right, so why didn't he just ask him without the money?
Yeah. He wanted him to do it.
Right, so why didn't he just ask him without the money?
Because he knew that, he probably wanted to.
Oh, so he was serious.
He was serious in getting him to be the guarantor, but I wasn't serious in paying for it.
Based on that.
And if you really wanted me to be serious in paying for it, you would have asked for a contract.
I trusted you.
Not trust like you got no, the wrong money. For the why would you trust me?
I thought you were a nice guy.
Because of that, back to Lisa, if he would have broke during the contract to get money, then he would have been obligated to pay?
Yes, the Tumen actually says like what you said. The Tumen holds like that. But our opinion is that Chalitza is worse, because there is also duress. And therefore, even a contract under duress is not a contract. But our opinion is that.
Is the Kenyan under duress a Kenyan?
No. So therefore, also Kenyan wouldn't work by Chalitza. So the only thing worked by Chalitza is actually if you gave the money. And now you want it back. That's the Nasiba's opinion of that by Chalitza. But the Tumen says like you, also Kenyan would work by Chalitza. Now, so if we come back to our case, now you have to discuss, is there such a service for charging to find somebody to organize a book tour?
Yes, of course.
Why not?
There is in the market of being an agent to find a house, to find a shidduch, to find a wedding. They'll advertise, if you look on all the sites, you'll see that, you look it up, you'll find that there is such quite a few out there. Is there such a thing as finding me somebody who's going to arrange a book tour?
Literary agent. What does it matter whether there is or isn't? What does it matter whether there is or isn't?
You can't get your book published.
What does it matter whether there is or isn't?
A mashag. That's ridiculous.
Yes. There's a market.
Is there a market? How do you find that market? In the times of the Rosh, there was no such thing as paying to be a guarantor.
Well, wait a minute, this guy admitted he was serious. What's
right,
the difference?
Right. So we're going to see if that makes a difference. But before we get there, step by step, do you look at the general thing, out in the world is a shatkan,
yes.
But okay, in shatkan you pay, but shatkan for getting me tea bags, there's no such a thing, but I'm paying you shatkan for the tea bags, shatkan for getting me a book tour, there's no such thing out there. Does that destroy the fact that it's not a service which you pay for? Or you look at the Rokati, it's an agent, there is such a thing as fees. How do you define there is something out there that you pay? How do you find it? Guarantor, in the times of the Rosh, you don't pay. And therefore, even if you commit to pay, you don't have to pay unless you write a contract. Because there's no such thing as paying for being a guarantee. So how do you define not paying for a service?
But nowadays, most services, that's what people do for a living. They're shadchan of any type of business.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, it exists.
Provides it.
There might not be specific. I might not advertise for that because there's nine people writing books, but he might advertise, so I'll find you what you need. Right, he's not going to make business cards for three people.
eBay is the shotgun for everything. So you have an open market there. There's nothing you can't
buy. For book tours and eBay.
Anything.
Book tours,
nothing you can't buy on eBay.
You can go find somebody that knows how to find these things. He's creating the...
He's creating the market.
One person can't create the market.
Why not?
This person is asking, give me fees for being a guarantor. He can't create the market.
Nowadays, you can. No, being serious. I hold that different nowadays.
This is a rare occasion, by the way.
That I'm being serious?
Yes.
It's over. It was.
What's rare?
It was 5 seconds ago.
You have a find it, Fabio, find your
space. So,
if all it is giving a name of a person who raised book cards, then if 17 people would give names and only one person is saying, I'll do it for money, then that's not really a service. If
So how do you define that you haven't got service? You can't define that you haven't got service that people pay for. It's because no one does it, and suddenly you came along and invented it, and now you want money. Well, that's not... No one pays for it. What? No one does the service. So what do you mean, no one pays for it? You're the first guy who does the service. That is not a proof that you don't pay for such a service. But if everybody does this service... There's lots of people who do the service, and people don't take money. And you want to take the money, then you are not somebody who can charge money unless
then
you have
the market
contract.
Rate zero in that case.
Yes. We have to define is what's the market take? How do you look at the market? Well, are people doing this? People are doing this, but they're doing it for free. So you're asking for money. That means you're not part.
Yeah. It's also different than Narev. The Narev, the guy was doing it on his own. But maybe in the case of the Arif, the guy said, find me an Arif, and he went to find the guy in Arif, which means it's a job over here. The guy is going, he's being a shantan. In the case of the Arif, it's not being a shantan. I'm doing you a favor.
Fine, it's a service. Each one is a service.
No, it's not a service. This is something I'm doing. Okay,
you're
I'm
doing for me. What service
I'm
definition?
Going
you're doing
finding
for me
somebody
something
to be an Arif. No, I'm going out and finding, I'm actually doing work.
Yes.
I'm going out and finding somebody to be an Arif for you. It's different than the case of me being an Arif on my own.
That's what the Rosh says. Rosh says it's a service. You're providing me something, but I don't have to pay because no one charges for this. Everyone does it for free. So therefore, we have to now look around. Do people do book tours there, and do they charge or do they do it for free? Well, the answer is that no one does book tours generally. Find somebody to people do book tours, but to find suddenly who is going to do a book tour for you is not something which you can find. Yeah? So you're the one who's invented it over here. So therefore, we've got no proof that this is not something which you normally pay with. And therefore, logically, you would say you are committed to pay. Yeah. That was the opinion.
But what's the difference? Because if the guy admitted he's serious, then everything else is superfluous.
That is the opinion of the majority of the basin. There was one guy who argues over that. In this case, it doesn't matter. Because, let's look at number two. It so says like this. Rav Sadio Kotsu, Shach Lishovish is covering the hashpost. If you say afterwards, you know what, I wasn't serious. You have to make a shmur that you weren't serious. If you know yourself that really you were serious, then you have to pay. And you can't just hide that fact and think, oh, I've got away with it. Because Tabi Shmaya, you're stealing if you don't pay. You can't suddenly say, well, I was serious at the time, but now I went to Rabbi Solomon Shir and I learned there's a concept of saying I'm not serious. Now I can go to Basin and say afterwards, well, I wasn't serious at the time. But were you really serious or not serious at the time? Well, I was serious, but I changed my mind because I learned the halacha. You can't do that. If at the time of your commitment that you made, that you were really serious, then you are committed to keep what you promised. And if you don't, it's stealing.
This is after duress, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So therefore, for according to everybody in our case, he's chayav to be. Let's move on now to a shaila.
There was only one dayan that said that. What about the other dayan?
What?
What about the other dayan? They thought that even though he's admitting he's serious.
No.
The other dayan said
everyone
anyway.
Agrees to that.
Now,
let's move on now. So Shaila, which asked to Rav Yitzchak Silverstein. Interesting Shaila. We're really going to get out of it the halakhas from it. The Shaila is interesting. Shaila was like this. husband wanted his mother to come round for Seder night. His wife doesn't get on with his mother-in-law. Shocking. Now, she never has her mother-in-law around for Yontif, because she learned from the first years of marriage it wasn't Kedah. This year the husband really wanted her, his mother, to come round. Just lost the father. First Yontif after. He needed to convince his wife. So he said to his wife,
buy you a ring.
That's not far off. Said to his wife, buy this. I know you don't want it around. Said, no, some of them don't want it around. But you know that lovely pearls you're always dreaming about? Those $5,000 pearls, you know, you've always been, for the last 5 years, every time you pass that shop, you've always wanted that. Well, if you have my mother, you deserve it, and you get it.
This is like the movie where you don't want it to end that way.
So Dan, the pearls cost him $200 a month. That's what the pearls are going to cost.
So, I said, we're not interested in
super.
Now, the Seder night happened, and it went well, because the daughter-in-law behaved herself. And she experienced a very bitter time that Seder night, and she was Makai and Mitzvah Deraisa of Mora. Say well. And fine, everything was bad. Now she was expecting that by the time comes to the last day of Yontif, she'll have a Yontif present of the pearls. And it never turns up. A few days pass, and she said, well, maybe he's going to get it, you know, for Shavuos. Next Yom Tov. Shavuos comes, nothing happens.
He didn't say when he's going to get
the
pearls.
She actually confronted him and said, where's the pearls? You promised me. Well, she said, you know, it's very interesting what you said. But I learned just a piece of Gemara about Chalitza. Safyomi, and, you know, I wasn't serious about it, really. Now, the question, both husband and wife come to Rav Yisrael to the scene and says, no.
They were still husband and wife when they came to
him? That type of relationship. And the question is he mechuyev to pay the pearls or not?
Oh, poor Nefesh, probably.
We're not asking whether it's advisable, we're asking whether.
It's probably services paid.
Service?
No.
Well,
I'm
paid
for
that.
Well, that's paid for. I'm
paid for the mother-in-law. Why is that a
service? Do you have your
mother-in-law over? Is it missing that? Have your parents over? Oh, that's the thing. You'd be nice to your mother. You pay your wife. Right,
but then the
parents will
pay
you. Now, that is the shayla, and let's move on to the halakha. The halakha is like this. Says the shulchan aruch, simon pei aleph. Mi she'omer lachasner o'oshir, Ta'amid ibincha, v'ani ashal nacha. You know, he says to his son-in-law, who's a rich guy, learn with your son, which is my grandson, learn with him, and I'll pay you. Hotter. He doesn't have to pay him. Given the love on Ihu, because his son is not a poor person, and he has to learn with the son in any case. Yacholoma, so therefore the grandfather can say, Meshata Isibach, I wasn't serious when I said I'm going to pay you. Afagab Zelotan, and even if he doesn't say I wasn't serious, Taninele, the Beistin himself says, you know what, you don't have to pay because you don't have to pay because you weren't serious. Even if he doesn't tell us. Now, what's the reason? A grandfather tells his son, learn with my grandson, I'll pay you. He learns, he doesn't have to pay him. Why? Because you say it's not serious. And even if he doesn't say it's not serious, we say you weren't serious. What's the reason they're doing here? Why is that true?
He's chayiv anyway.
Chayiv anyway. Why does that make a difference? Because he's chayiv anyway.
Because it's so cute, he's paying, he's offering money for something he doesn't have to offer him money for. He's obligated to do anyways.
And therefore?
It's like I pay you money for chilling on the mortgage. Good.
Ah. Very good.
Same case, because she's very good. To listen to her husband.
No.
She's a mefuyah to listen
on,
to him.
You're putting on film doesn't provide you.
Don't let my wife say
that.
She's a mefuyah to listen to him.
Says the Shach, hear me.
Having his mother.
Very good.
She doesn't want to.
You and the Shach must have had some nevuah together.
There's a difference.
He says the Shach at the end of the first line of the Shach. Hilcha, kiven the beloved hoki chayev, lamazin benot potter. Since he has to learn with his son, you don't have to pay him. I've been shot on the atzer the shamalo, even though you promised to pay him. I'm in a mishata, but you can say I wasn't serious. The bar yichor chayev alzer sham, because why do you have to pay at all? If I promise you that you're going to get money for learning with your son, why should I have to pay? Since you have to learn with the son, when I promise you, you learn with him, I'll pay you, you're not doing a job for me. It's not because I'm hiring you at all. It's like, I told you, put on tefillin or do a sukkah and I'll pay you. Are you doing a service for me or are you doing a service for yourself?
There's a big difference between the two.
Are you doing a service for me or service for yourself? The Shach says, when I say, learn with my grandson, it's like saying, do a service for yourself, and therefore there's no fear to pay, because you're not my worker. If there's contracts, if there's a contract difference. But here we're saying with words, Ba'alma, I am only committed to pay you if you provide me a service. When you're not providing me a service, you're providing yourself a service, then I'm not committed or mukhuyib to keep my commitments at all.
It's not like telling it off. The reason is because the father, like we do today, most fathers don't learn much with the kids. They pay mugin others, and they hire him on it. So this guy said, you know what, I want you to learn. Now, the suitcase billing, I can't tell gold. I can't make gold shlift when I'm at film, but I can make gold shlift and learn with my kid.
Is that? But the other day that when you do learn, who are you? Who's benefiting from that? From the fact that the father learns with the son, who's benefiting? The father or the grandfather?
Both.
The Torah says the chiyuv is on the father and not on the grandfather.
That's the benefit of the father.
Therefore, the benefit of the mitzvah is only for the father.
No. It's a benefit also because my grandson now.
Okay, but it's not nothing that's you.
It's a benefit.
It's a benefit, but it's not a skew.
It's not him.
But it's a benefit.
He paid for it.
It's good. I don't have a benefit.
But what's the fact? Why does it matter that he's poor?
Because if he would be poor, then I'm promising you money to a poor person, you have to pay because of stocker. Whenever I promise money to a poor person, you have to pay because of stocker. Nidre stocker. The native to stocker. Now. Is it now similar to Akis? When the husband says to his wife, you know what, I'll pay you to have your mother-in-law around.
She's not trying to host this, but
she is.
When she has the mother-in-law around, is she doing a service for him or for her?
For him.
For him or for who?
Yeah. Who's getting the benefits of the service?
The husband. He's in
the husband or the wife?
The husband.
That's the Rabbanan at best.
It's the best halach around. The husband
doesn't
actually benefit.
The husband's chayv
the
raisa.
The husband's chayv the raisa. She's also mechuyev, by the way.
He's Rabbanan at best.
So what?
The husband has a mitzvah.
It makes it a non-chiyuv.
In this situation, I think
what's the Rabbanan? I should skip it?
No, I could be, depending on how...
There is a mitzvah for the wife to have the mother-in-law.
She's an almana.
She's mechuyev to have more
but
than
the husband
that. She's
also
to have the
grandfather didn't have mitzvah.
The husband is more mechuyev. However,
the
much
had no
is, the husband has a greater chiyuv.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He's the right son.
He's not having her. The wife's having her.
He is having her.
Now, what's the din in the halacha when I say do a mitzvah, which you're mechuyev to do? I'm also mechuyev to do. But I also you're mechuyev to do. And I'll pay you for doing the mitzvah. Now once you do it, are you doing a service for me or for yourself? The son is mechuyev to have his mother around. The mother, the daughter was also mechuyev to have the mother around. I'm going to pay you, the daughter, not to have the mother around. It's your mechuyev to do. When you do it, are you doing a service just for yourself? You're doing a service for the husband? You're doing a service for both? Or how do we define this in such a case? When you're doing something which both of you have to do.
Two brothers
have a mother for the Seder? Could one, if one says to the other, I'll pay you, that's what you're asking. Mm-hmm. One says to the other, I'll pay you, you might have to pay. You should write a shtar.
Get paid in advance, man.
Because then it's not just...
Anyone got proofs? Vote me ready, lads.
See, but even the question is, how many miyabim are there, or chotzim are there?
Good morning, let me learn by chalitza. I pay you to do chalitza to me. Who has this mitzvah of chalitza?
The brother.
Both the brother and the wife. Or the potential wife.
She's a mitzvah for
me. Yes, she's a mitzvah of chalitza or yibim.
She has the mitzvah?
She gets the mitzvah for doing to mitzvah chalitza. Mitzvah yibim as well. And she benefits as well from it.
Right, what does that mean exactly, halachically? If the husband dies and the brother does nothing, and this woman wanders around for years not getting a chalitza,
she's on mechuyev.
She's on a bato and
asking. No, she's on mechuyev. She's on mechuyev.
She has no.
But you could tie her.
She
has brother has a
chalitza. But how does that feel? She's got a higher mitzvah. But more than that, she benefits as well. She definitely benefits in the case of a chalitza. Yes.
Yeah.
Not benefit maybe in the chi of the mitzvah, but benefit for now that she has an ability to marry whoever she wants. So I'm paying you to do a service which you have to do, and I'm also getting benefit for the fact now I can marry who I want.
Oh, he doesn't have to do chalitza.
He's got chi to do chalitza.
He could do yibum.
He's got a mitzvah yosef to do chalitza. We saw last.
He doesn't have a chi to do chalitza.
It's like a chi.
Why?
It has a bigger mitzvah to do.
But I'm not required.
The Ramban also calls it like an onus situation. Chalitza is the one that really you have to do, because you're ein hogan. So here we have a scenario in the Gemara. I'm paying you for something you have to do, and I'm also benefiting, and the Gemara says that that's called a service which you have to pay, only you can always turn around afterwards and say I'm joking because it was over and above the going rate of the service.
But there her benefit was secondary.
But that's for sure it's called a service because you also are receiving benefit even though he's doing it for himself as well. So we see from that, come on, when you're doing something for yourself, but you're also doing benefit for the person who's asking to do it, that's called a service. And if it wouldn't be for the concept that you say afterwards, you know, I wasn't serious, you would have to pay. So therefore, in the case of our case, then he definitely, the husband's benefiting from the fact that his mother's there as well, and therefore it's called a service, it's not comparable to the case of tefillin or learning with the grandson. So it's called a service. Now, we've got one thing left that says, you know what? Who pays for this service? Not serious.
But isn't there an issue in aggravating his wife? Seriously.
He's helping her to do a mitzvah.
Don't look at it that way.
There's one thing I don't understand.
Isn't there an issue of upsetting his wife?
She's got an issue to say that no to her mother-in-law.
She
has to have the mother-in-law rights. She has to have a mother-in-law rant.
Okay, but he's not allowed to aggravate her.
Yes, he is. If you're doing an issa, really? I can also say that I wasn't serious, like we see.
It's not worth it.
Okay, that's the different thing. Halacha and whether it's kedai or not. Now that we said it is a service, but we still got the concept, okay, it's a service, but no one pays for it, so I can always say afterwards I wasn't serious.
Oh, no, that service people pay for all the time.
What, having a mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Is the market for that?
$5,000.
Oh, that's above market, maybe. Depends on how the mother-in-law, but, you know.
So, if you look at the Chazon Ish, number 6, he says a very important yisod that all your husbands have to tell your wives. Says the Chazon Ish, Ein data lishtos be'ishto lahagel ketotah v'kabul tomah. A person never jokes to his wife. Because if he jokes to his wife, he's going to cause machlokas. And therefore, when he commits something to his wife, we understand he is absolutely serious. And therefore, if he turns around afterwards and says, you know, I wasn't serious, we say, we do not believe you.
I have one question on the whole thing here. Masi Yodea goes to her husband. No, so if he gives her the pearls, it still belongs to him.
That's not my idea.
If he gives her, we're going to have a whole shirim on
why not?
Rights of husbands and wife relationship in Momenus, and it's not true.
That's not true.
No,
okay.
Give a present sometimes.
No, it's not a present.
Totally
he's doing consideration for a servant. And if it is a present, he has not given it.
Now, that was interesting, Shaila, but back now to the reality of things. And we'll start the Shaila, and you can think about it coming the following week. This is quite a common Shaila, and therefore it's important to understand all of that. Now, we have a situation where there's a building that wants to expand, and they're putting through a tochnit in the area in order to get extra meterage, 20 meters, 25 meters for everybody in the building. Fine. There is a person who in the building is very against the whole tochnit.
What's the program here? What's the for?
Extension of the apartment. You need meterage.
Each apartment 25 meters.
So all the bureaus want, they want to extend except for this person.
So the reason why this person is, he says he doesn't like the way it's being structured. 20 meters is not enough, he would like to have 40 meters, everyone should go for the 40 meter plan, rather than 20 meter plan, even though it's less realistic that you'll get it. But he's not willing to go for the 20 meter plan, and the 20 meter plan is not convenient for him. So he's very misnaged the whole project, and he's going to pull up a big fight in order to stop it going through, because he doesn't like it as it is. So one of the neighbors goes to him and says, you know what, please sign on this, and you know, I commit, if you sign on this, that you agree to the agreement to this time, I'll give you my 20 meters. I don't need it. Our old couple over here, we don't need it. I'll give you my extra 20 meters, and you'll have 40 meters. You sign on the agreement for the whole building, and I'll give you 20 meters of mine.
Am I hearing that? Who's here? His ear?
No. Meters?
Right.
Exactly. Once there's meters around, there's a way of
your neighbors, you know, meters.
Grabbing the meters elsewhere. Now. So, based on that commitment, he signs, the tochnit goes through, and everyone gets their 20 meters. Now, he wants to get those 20 meters which were promised him extra. So he comes to the neighbor, and the neighbor says, I wasn't serious. I'll give up the 20 meters. I don't need it, but it's money. Now, is there a chiyuv now, because based on what his words, that he said to him, sign on this document, and I'll give you 20 meters, and stop your campaign against the whole tochnit, is there now a commitment that he has to fulfill what he promised or not?
No duress, and there's no mitzvah. The only question is
now the first thing you have to ask before you get into the duress and mitzvah, is it a service, Michal?
Yeah.
Is it a service?
For sure. People pay for this service all the time. They sign off on plans.
He signed that he's asking that he should get it.
Right, that's what people pay for.
No, they don't.
They sure do.
They do not.
There's a whole market in this country for that kind of stuff.
You didn't hear the case then. Matthew, you should get another 20 meters. What, there's a market? Someone's going to pay you to
if anybody wants to do anything to their apartment, people will say, give me $1,000
all the time.
Now, let's.
You're getting annoyed of it.
Let's say that it is a service. Okay.
No, but he's getting nothing, though. I've got no consideration for it. What do you get? I'll give you everything that you're signing for? Like, what do you do for me? I'm a nice guy.
For whatever reason you wanted him to sign, that's what you get.
Maybe you got Sholem in the bottom bite.
Right. Maybe you got
this consideration.
You want to be a nice guy. And what would be the halakha is that I don't need your signature, I just don't want you to miss Alev in the project. Don't need you to sign. I'm saying, don't cause us problems and I'll give you 20 meters. Is that a service? To get the signature, that is known, that's called service. Even in the times of Chazal, getting the daughters to sign off to the government that they're willing to give up their portion of inheritance was called a service. Okay. Even though halakha, you don't need it. It was called a service. So getting people to sign on things even though you don't need it, but to get their signature is called a sense. But what the halacha when I say don't get involved, just stay out of it. Don't want your signature, don't need your signature. I've got 75% in any case, value. Yeah? So is that called a service or not? Just don't get involved or not? Not getting involved is called a service. That's not called a service.
No.
That's not called a service. Not causing problems is called a service. That's not called a service.
Yeah, she had the mother-in-law.
If I'm giving up something.
She had the mother-in-law over. That's
forget the mother-in-law.
She had to keep her mouth shut. The whole Seder. It's like 5 hours.
Okay, so we established that this is not a service. So therefore you can think about it for next week. In theory, if it's not a service and there's no contract, there's no money passing, and there's just a word, why should there be any commitment to pay for what you did, i.e. to give you those 20 meters?
This is broadcast around the world, the
I know, I should stop talking so much. Then I fall asleep.
You may have to buy real pearls for this.